You're listening to On Point with Perry Solkowski and Randy Janda on Sportsnet 650.
This is the kind of day you pack up and you leave Vancouver on a trip.
Head for the sun. Perfect day, dude.
Head for the sun. That's exactly what our next guest is doing as we say hello. Are the bags packed, Jordan Harvey?
As we speak, they're being packed, man. As they speak, it is bittersweet, but a little a little easier when it's raining like this, I guess.
Yeah, you're going, oh, yeah, you didn't need the sunshine and go, geez, we should go by English Bay and do all that. Congratulations to you, not in the sense that you're leaving, but did this play out as you may have assumed, leaving the Vancouver Whitecaps after all these years and knowing that maybe getting back home and to Los Angeles and the new LAFC football club? Would you have thought 3 months ago this may be a scenario?
3 months ago, probably not. Kind of the tail end of the season, I saw it kind of unfolding this way a little bit. And then going into the off-season discussions, you could read between the lines. And then going into free agency, there were teams out there interested. And when LAFC popped up, it was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up, being from there and being on the, let's just say, the back nine of my career. I thought it would be a perfect place to end up.
Were there ever any discussions about staying in Vancouver with the club?
Yes, there were discussions. No numbers were discussed, but that was the end of the season conversation was, do you want to stay here? I said, all intents and purposes, I do want to stay here. Let's see if we can work something out. We weren't able to do that. And then, like I said, when other teams came into the fold and, Whitecaps kind of backed out a little bit, then that was how I went about it. It was a great opportunity, and I took it with both hands.
In Los Angeles, they have had their star-studded team with Beckham. You have seen that firsthand, that it's tailed off a little bit in Carson City. Why do you think it will work, a second team there? You guys will play out of where, right? Will you play out of, not the Memorial Coliseum, where are you guys playing out of?
Coliseum.
You will play out of the Coliseum.
So, no, we won't play out of the Coliseum. We're right next to the Coliseum.
Yeah, I was going to say
the stadium. The stadium is actually surprisingly ahead of schedule, but I guess that's with whether you get in California that you might have that that chance. But it's ahead of schedule. It'll be done by first opening game, I think, is April 29th. So we'll have a few weeks on the road and then be able to start that new stadium. And I'm really looking forward to it. I've been a part of two expansion teams, and by far this LAFC has their stuff together way more than teams that have been in this league for 10 years. So there's a new training facility, new stadium, and like I said, I couldn't be happier to be a part of this organization and excited to get started and break in these new facilities.
It's not up to you as a player, but what makes you think there will be that soccer base in that area of Los Angeles and a second team will be able to draw well?
Well, from a distance, I've been paying close attention to LAFC and their branding and who they're marketing and who they're kind of – how they're building their culture. And it's from kind of that grassroots – LA atmosphere and environment, and they're a team that's very centered around the culture of LA, and I think because of that, a lot of the community in and around downtown Los Angeles, or even the suburbs around LA, which is massive, are taking a hold of it. And it helps that the branding is great. I love the logo and the colors, and I think they're doing a great job. And like I said, I haven't even been able to tour any of the facilities, but once I get a closer look, I'll probably have a better answer for you. But from what I'm seeing from the outside, the community is really backing it.
So the latest news is that you might have some familiar faces there as well. Steven Betashore looks like he's headed there as of this morning.
It was announced this morning.
TFC announced it. Your thoughts on teaming up with him again?
If that's the truth, like I said, I've had my my head in boxes right now and packing nonstop. But if that's the case, I couldn't be happier, man. It's a luxury to have when you're joining an expansion team, to have familiar faces, and having those familiar faces will allow there to be some sort of comfort level, which will be great within a locker room, knowing your surroundings already and having guys that you know have played with, are confident in, and know that they're confident in you. It just bodes well for the product on the field.
We're finding in hockey with Las Vegas, the term expansion team really doesn't necessarily fit right now with yourself. If Beta's gone there, Benny Fallhaber. You guys come into the league, you're not thinking this is going to be tough. As you said, you've been through it before. You feel when you hit the ground, you guys are set to compete right away, don't you?
Absolutely. That's the plan. And, you know, in the past, it maybe wasn't the case. The expectations were pretty low. I know, you know, when I joined Philly, the word expansion team, you know, if they were coming into town, it was almost, you know, you knew you'd get 3 points, or, you know, you'd be dominating the game. And nowadays, it's not the case. You have a team like Atlanta that came in and really put a great product on the field from day one. And we're, you know, looking to do the same. I think the front office, the coaching staff have already done a great job of putting players together and getting a good core with kind of that background, you know, myself, Benny, Beta, all being from California and knowing the community. And with that, you know, having kind of a greater sense of, purpose or feel for the club.
Bob Bradley leading the way. John Thorington is also your GM, right? Did you would have crossed paths with John here in your first year, did you not?
Yeah, absolutely. We were really close. And so it was nice to be able to join him. You know, the last year and a half, because this could have been a possibility, I really kind of steered clear. I wanted to keep the friendship out of it because of many different reasons. But now that the contract is signed and officially with LAFC, we've kind of lifted the communication embargo and started talking again. And I couldn't be happier. And man, he's done such a great job with this club. And it's really difficult to build something from scratch. But he's been doing it great. And his hires and everything he's done has been awesome.
Do you have April 13th circled on your calendar yet?
Do I have teams?
No, April 13th, the date of April 13th. That's when you are visiting Vancouver and BC Place.
I can't lie. That was one of the first things I looked at. besides the home opener, and it's not for the reasons you might think. You know, I don't have any like vendetta or anything against the club. It's just coming back to a city that I love and that I've called home, to be honest. And being a second home, you know, I will really enjoy coming back. I think, you know, my wife's already talking about coming back out for that game. And it's just an opportunity to get back into this beautiful city. And hopefully it's sunshine and we can, you know, go hang out in English Bay after the game.
Well, yeah, I think everybody knows how much you love the city. You even got a tattoo of your daughter and your wife with BC Place on the background, the seawall and everything. Can you tell us a little bit of what this city means to you? You've been here for over 7 years now, and you know what this place means to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to put into words, to be honest. It's given me this city, this organization has given me an opportunity, you know, that I've really dreamed of, and I feel like I've shown that in my effort and my you know, willingness to get into the community and everything. I couldn't be happier with my time here. It's been honestly some of the best times of my life. And, you know, having my daughter here, she's still got Canadian citizenship. She's a dual citizen and getting married here. You know, it's really been the best memories of my life so far. And I'm hopefully, you know, a better person for it, having met all these amazing Canadians and teammates from all over the place. And that's, you know, part of the experience that I'll bring into my next adventure in L.A.
Does this become the easiest move? You went from Colorado to Philadelphia, now married, family in tow to Los Angeles. But I get the sense this is maybe the easiest one to make, is it?
Ask me this question in 2 weeks. I'm right in the thick of things. So that's a hard question to answer.
Well, and I guess maybe not physically, because I have a feeling Harlow's got enough toys that you're packing up. But from the pure comfortable with where you are in your life and maybe where soccer is no longer priority number one. It's how you provide for your family. Does that make it the easiest?
You know, going back to LA, going back to a place that, you know, I grew up, have family there, went to college there, and will be actually training at UCLA quite a bit in the beginning of the year. It's just, you know, a crazy, crazy circle. And I'm so grateful that this opportunity came. When I did go into free agency, it was obviously a dream that, you know, this could potentially happen. And so for it to come to fruition, it's really indescribable. My family's super excited that I could come home. They could come to games. You know, I have my whole entire family there. Kim's, my wife has her, some of her sisters there. So it's just an amazing opportunity. And getting home is something that, you know, like I said, I've dreamt of for a while now. So I'm really happy.
Well, you really embraced what everything was about being a Vancouver Whitecap, being a Canadian. And if it wasn't for you and Beta, I would never have been introduced to fantasy football. And as I text to you yesterday, I have one request from you. Is come August, I get that email saying, okay, you're in on the LAFC fantasy football team. I'll be that lone wolf Canadian proving to you guys that I know more about your game. That's all I ask, my friend.
Oh, man, we'll make it happen as long as you make a few trades with me throughout the year. That's the deal.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we will put a limit on that.
Sportsnet 650.